Timmins, after nearly 8 months of detours, traffic is returning back to normal. On Thursday, November 21, Algonquin Boulevard is reopening to traffic between Cedar Street and Brunette Road, the City of Timmins announced today, November 18. The main road through town has been closed since late March to allow for the third and final segment of connecting link construction in the city's downtown core. The work also saw the iconic overpass demolished. The road near the area where the overpass was has been leveled out and the snowmobile crossing has been installed in the Hollinger Park area. This week, crews are finishing the temporary line painting and turning on the traffic signals at Cedar and Brunette, and the new snowmobile crossing, which is also for pedestrians. This is a timed light with a standard green, yellow, and red sequence. Traffic will be stopped for three situations: on-demand pedestrian crossing, on-demand snowmobile crossing, seasonal only, and timed for left turns exiting KFC, reads the city's update. The reopening of the road also means that traffic lights on 2nd Avenue will return to regular intersections from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. After 6 p.m. and on weekends, the intersections have flashing lights and are treated as four-way stops. The temporary stop signs on 6th Avenue at Birch Street will be removed, but the Pine Street North intersection is staying as a permanent four-way stop. For heavy truck traffic, the detour ends once Algonquin Boulevard reopens. Timmins Transit's Route 16 stop at Park Road Square will also return with the reopening.